Joe Zone, Channel 3, sports director in studio, and comedian Avery Quinn in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, no, that's those. That's the lights. You weren't having a stroke.
Okay,
Ruth is turning up the lights.
I was ready. I was ready to evacuate.
Like, oh no! Someone licked the plug again.
So tell me about this time you're outside of a prison doing cell phone reports as your wife's inside being held hostage.
1991. I'm in Syracuse. We're in Syracuse, New York. My wife is a producer for Court TV.
Oh wow.
A job that she got when we both were in Chicago, and I was doing the morning sports in Chicago. She was doing a one-hour special on the mother and wife murder team of Kenny Kimes and Sante Kimes.
I remember the names, yeah.
Yeah, there's been lots of shows about them.
Yeah.
Maria did one of the original stories on them.
Okay.
So she had to go to Dannemora Prison in Plattsburgh to do the interview. Well, it was a late October, November day. It was going to snow. I took the day off from work to drive her up there. She had done at least 24 trips in her career. I had never gone with her on anything. Never took anywhere with her. I said, I'm going to drive you up that day.
Just one time.
And it just popped in your head to
Because of the snow. I didn't want her to drive up through the mountains in upstate New York.
You're a good guy.
By herself.
Yes.
You know, and do this story.
Yeah. When it started snowing, we're like, this can't get any worse.
Yeah, right. So I pull up in front of the prison, drop her off. These things take about an hour, hour and a half. I was just going to sit in the car and wait. Off she goes.
Yep.
I hear a siren go off. Probably there's the fire department,
okay.
Right?
Yes. It's got to be normal.
Yeah,
it's got to be the fire department.
Sirens happen.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, knock on my window. Are you with Court TV, sir? No, my wife isn't. Come with us.
Oh.
So he escorts me inside a building that's outside the prison walls. I guess is where families come when they visit and stuff like that. And up comes an official-looking guy who says, your wife is inside right now in the interview room. Kenny Kimes has her pinned to the back corner with a pen to her throat.
Oh.
Damn!
Is what Joe said.
And we'll keep you updated. So, I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
What was your first thought?
Uh-oh. Yeah. She's been in lots of prisons. I was never worried.
Yeah.
You know, she's interviewed the guy.
It's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah. And, you know, she was doing the interview. She went to get, he said, I'm hungry. Could you get me a candy bar or something? She goes out to get a candy bar. It's her, one guard, her photographer, and Kenny Kimes. She comes back. He's got her pen, which she uses to take notes. Oh, all of a sudden, I'm in this little place that they keep. The cell rings. My cell phone rings. It's Don Lark. Now, you remember Don Lark?
Yeah.
He's our anchor in Syracuse at the time at the NBC. He and I are buddies. He's our anchor.
Ah, funny.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know if you know what's going
on. Don Lark used to be Channel 3 anchor.
Okay.
Yes, Channel 3 anchor.
I've heard the name.
But this is before that.
Yeah, this is after. He's now left Channel 3. And this is not. Yeah, this is 2001.
Okay.
He's now our anchor in Channel 3. Channel 3 in Syracuse. So he says, I don't know if you know. Have you heard what happened? I said, yes, Don, I know what's happened. He says, well, first of all, we'd like to bring a crew to your house. Is there anybody there? I said, yeah.
First of all, he should say, are you okay?
Yeah.
How's she doing? Are you okay?
That might have been the first thing he said.
Yeah.
I'm with you, brother. Yeah, don't have a Hallmark.
So I said, my two young daughters are there. You know, they're 5 and 2. And my sister, who's watching them while my wife and I work, he says, we'd like to bring a crew there. And maybe, I said, that's fine. He says, also, can you update us whenever you have information? So here I'm in Plattsburgh. Now, in those days, the cell service wasn't great, so I'm cutting in and out. I'm in the mountains in Plattsburgh.
Oh, boy.
And I just start up. Every time they come into me, which is like every half hour, and I think they're saying things like, we have it under control. We could take him out if we thought we had to, but we don't. We're negotiating with him. His negotiation was that his mother was on death row. He wanted her extradited to a state where there was no death penalty, and he was trying to make a deal.
Gotcha.
So this went on for 4 hours.
His mother on death row.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Mama's boy.
And he wasn't even concerned about himself or his own time. Well, he was trying to get his mother off
the
death row.
Maria said, he's already in prison for life. And
he has nothing to lose.
Nope.
That's exactly what she's thinking. So she said, she asked him if he prayed. They prayed together in there. She kept it.
She asked him that. Your wife asked him, do you pray?
Yes, they pray.
Can we pray together? Brilliant.
But all this time,
by the way, you start bonding with your
Because she had
captor.
Talked to him a couple of times on the phone.
Okay.
8 seconds
She had a little rapport with him. 8 seconds.
But she thought that's brave. That's smart.
Right? That's how it started because he had cleared the room. There's only 8 seconds of video of this because he cleared the room. You turn the camera off. Guard, get out. So everybody got out until he wanted this person in authority to come in and negotiate with him, and that took about 4 hours.
Wow.
And then four hours to get the person in the room, or four hours the person was in the room.
You know, because they've got to do it in a way that he's not. And I think eventually the person in the room convinced that he was the one who had the authority. And I think he reached over to show his authorization, his card or something. He was able to grab him. Maria ran out of the room. And then I had to wait two more hours as they debriefed her.
Yeah.
You know, did he have the pen to her neck the whole time?
Right, the whole time.
The whole time.
You know, everybody says, what's the big pen to your neck? Well, think about a pen to your neck for 4 hours with a convicted, you know, killer.
Yeah.
Did your wife bring in the pen?
Yes.
Was she wishing it was a Sharpie?
Whatever it was. It was certainly
some more felt tip.
Felt tip, yeah.
Those ballpoints, man.
I'd be like, let me write this down. Can I buy a pen?
It was, you know, and the next day, we're on the Today Show. Good Morning America. All the shows, all of a sudden, we're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Where Entertainment Tonight comes to our house and they're moving furniture around, and both of us in the business are saying, see, yeah, do what you got to do because we know what it's like to be that person trying to get the interview.
Right.
But, and then she left took about a year. I think she finished the show, eventually ended up doing a story. She was on Oprah.
Yeah, you need some time off after that, no?
Yeah, really.
She retired completely from that genre.
No kidding.
And got out of the business.
That was it. I'm not going there. Was that the last prison she ever stepped into?
Yes. And when she traveled, she, you know, was the door,
I don't blame her,
the chair up against the hotel door. She, you know,
is that right?
Did you guys get a settlement from Bic?
No, there were no settlements. In fact, for a long time, we got a lot of niceties, you know, from local police stations around.
That's
nice. When she put her name in, you know, pops for you. Google her, you can see the story. There's been movies since, and now all of a sudden, there's these new production.
Wait, there's been movies?
Yes, about the Kimes.
Yeah.
You know, their life and this crime spree of theirs.
This must have ended up in something, though, right? Reenacted.
Well, yeah.
The scene?
True crime TV. No,
we have
like
never
that.
Seen that scene reenacted, as a matter of fact, anywhere.
Really? But that's interesting that no one would do that. That seems like, because if I was watching this
that's
on television at night, I'd be like, oh, come on.
That's high drama right there.
But it happened.
Yeah.
2001. And now there are production companies. We just were in New York 6 months ago where a new production company doing something on mother and son crime teams brought Maria in. Interviewed her about it, and she's retold the story so many, and I always go with her because
that's it.
She's reliving it, and every time she thinks it's her last day on earth.
Oh man, wow, that is nuts.
I look for a paying suit after that.
Joe Zone, Channel 3 sports director, on talking about his wife,
yeah,
almost being murdered,
yep,
by someone
with a pen, yep.
I thought he was going to talk about sports.
I know, really.
Sports director, Channel 3, Joe Zone in studio, and comedian Avery Quinn in. They were bonding over Syracuse 2003.
Yep, they were.
You were there, Joe?
I was. Carmelo Anthony, the star of that team, Jim Boeheim's first and only national championship. I was the sports director at the NBC station there. We followed them all the way through. I think it went through Phoenix and Denver for the national champ, and then New Orleans. I mean, that's a pretty nice... road on the way. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Yep.
You get to see all those games for free.
That's funny. People always say that. Well, how do you describe your job? Well, I get to go to free the things that you have to pay for.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Done. Mike.
Well, you're living your dream.
Yep.
I mean, even now with, you know, media is changing, radio, television, social media, there's more options for people. You don't have to do just radio or TV. You could do social media or whatever. People, when you ask them what they want to do, they say, I want to do sports. So you're living the dream.
Yeah.
You have any advice for someone who's listening?
Yes.
Who's like, I'd like to do sports and get paid for it.
Become a weather person.
Weather person, right. Yeah. Yes.
More money in weather.
More jobs.
Yeah.
More prestige.
Right.
More on-air time.
Everybody needs weather.
I mean, I'm writing a book. The working title is You're Up After Weather.
Nice.
That's
a cool title.
Funny. That's a good, lock that in, patent that sucker.
That's
a good one.
That's
it. Not patent, but copyright or whatever.
Yeah, mine's going to see you in the office for a second.
Can I see you after the show?
Yes. That's my book. It's coming out eventually.
Good one.
Yeah.
How did you meet your wife?
I was at WCBS in New York, the number two guy there. A lot of people may have heard the name Warner Wolf. But those, he's the guy.
Yes.
He was the main guy, and I was the backup to Warner Wolf.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So I'm in the number one market in the year. And you know, and I'm a grow up upstate New York, Troy, so I'm a New York sports fan. Love the Giants. Love the Yankees.
You're at CBS in New York City.
Giants first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm on the Giants beat that year. Went to every game. Went to their first Super Bowl. They win it. I mean, you talk about your boyhood dream, now living your boy.
Yeah.
There it was. But she was an intern. She went to NYU, was a news intern at WCBS. We met after I got out of the hospital and started my new run. And we've been together ever since. So our anniversary next month, 35 years.
Wow.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations.
Yes, she's a...
That's quite an accomplishment.
You talk about outkicking your coverage.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone say aw.
That was in one rehearsal, no? That's good.
I think you might get in trouble for that today, dating an intern.
Yes. Not only dating them. I don't even say, hi, how are you, half the time, because you don't know. You know, you can't say, your hair looks nice, because they say, what, it didn't look nice before? Or,
right.
Or that's a nice dress. What, you like the dress?
Right.
So you know what? I have a rule. It's hello. Nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
And walk back to the sports corner, and I stay there.
I just yell, go away!
The sports corner. What's in the sports corner at Channel 3?
Well, it's actually in the new building, which I think now is 17 years old.
It's a beautiful building.
It's one of the few original offices that remains the same. It's got the four monitors up there, so you can watch all the stuff, and there's desks, four
computers. You're just sitting around watching games.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I was thinking he was watching the interns.
Oh, monitors?
Oh, well, that's three of the screens.
Right. Yeah.
One has the game on.
So it's a nice spot, and you got to go back and do better, Connecticut and all that. You got better. Great day, Connecticut. You got to go right past my desk and all those people.
Okay.
You're living the dream, brother.
Nice, man.
No doubt.
So you're at Syracuse, and then what is this dream job that you had? Was it New York when you got sick?
So this tells you a lot about how this business works. I'm in Scranton. The general manager of WCAU in Philly, CBS station, is up in the Poconos skiing. Sees me on the air, likes me, calls me up. Like to bring you down for an interview. So Philly.
Big market.
Number five, right? I think it's five or six, somewhere in there. Loves me, ready to offer me a job. At the same time, Channel 2, WCBS in New York, is looking for a weekend sports guy. Now, here's everybody's goal. Right. You got two major markets bidding for your services.
They want you. Yeah.
They're going to bag it up.
Yeah.
Wrong.
What were you making in Syracuse? Or where?
No, I was in Scranton.
Scranton.
Yeah.
Scranton.
$85,000 in, you know, 19, you know, what was that? So that was 86.
Money back then.
86.
Yeah, it's big money back then.
1986.
Yes. Wow.
You're making 85.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Scranton.
Yes.
So like New York money has to be nutty. Right.
So here we got a big bidding war. Wrong. Both are owned by CBS Network. New York says, we want zone. See you. Philly, you're out. So, boom, I end up.
So, there was really no negotiation.
None at all.
New York calls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Philly, we're going to take
them. They trump them, yes.
What a great feeling, though.
Oh, you think,
you have to be top of the world.
I had never had an agent before
All
of a sudden, the agents, it's funny how they find out stuff. I'm getting a call from me. Yeah, here you've been offered the job.
Congratulations.
Here's what I can do for
you. Who is this? Yeah.
Had never heard of the guy. But so, I get the job in New York in March. In May, I'm out running Central Park, get a pain in my stomach. Maybe it's food poisoning.
Yeah.
Gets worse and worse. I walk into a Roosevelt Hospital down there, St. Luke Roosevelt, I think it is.
Yeah.
Pancreatitis.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. What's pancreatitis? Well, your pancreas gets an infection. We shut you down. You don't eat. You don't drink. You shut you down. The infection gets absorbed by the body. We send you home. My infection never got absorbed. It formed a pseudocyst. Emergency surgery, Memorial Day weekend. I'm in the hospital 6 weeks on intravenous. I lose 30 pounds.
I'm guessing as the new guy, they probably had you scheduled for Memorial Day weekend.
Right? Right. Not only that.
I was like, I'm out in New York.
They close those barbecues.
No, I'm not.
Try to get a doctor to work on your Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
But the guy on call saved my life. Absolutely. Intensive care for 3-4 days. Hospital 6 weeks. Meanwhile, you know, the Mets are having this record, incredible 86 season.
The Giants are coming in. Yep.
Yeah.
Recovered at home in Syracuse. They flew me up in one of those hospital planes, went to my sister's and stepmother's house, recovered up there. I come back at the end of August, so I've missed June, July, and all of August. The new guy. I've only been there for, what, 2 months?
Right.
Imagine a boss be like, I need 6 weeks off. Yeah, what's pancreatitis?
Yeah,
okay?
Really?
Let's calm down.
And boom, the first thing to do is send me to Houston for the, you know, the Mets and the, you know, Houston. And that's where I took over and started from there. And then what a year that was. You go from the Mets, you know, beating the Red Sox for the championship.
Right.
And then the Giants, the Super Bowl. It was, you know, that was just a... But
wow.
You never, you know, but 2 years, didn't get renewed, and that was that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Back to Scranton, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Is that right? Why didn't you get renewed?
Well, as there are never reasons why, except that they're just changing.
Here's my guess.
Yep.
My guess is that when you went down for so many weeks or whatever, months, they had to have someone come in.
They did have others.
Someone come in.
Yep.
And that person turned out to be okay. And they're like, let's just go with this.
Here's the thing about being in the number one.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're being in the big markets. Every single person in the business wants your job.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What?
Right?
That happens here too.
Yeah. But I'm saying when you're...
Maybe
when
not
you're,
every single person.
Yeah, but that's quite a few.
But when you're at the top of the mountain, everybody's goal, most everybody's in our business because, and I don't know if the listeners knows this, but you get paid by the size of the market you're in. The exact same work I do here at WFSB, I get paid three times as much in the major, New York, the big market.
Wow.
It's just the way it is because of the, you know, there's 7 million, you know, it's all about advertising. You know that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we've been offered, you know, many times opportunities to leave for big markets. And I just know that I belong here and I don't want the scrutiny that every minute, you know, you get off the air, it's like,
what'd you do yesterday?
What the hell? Yeah, right. There's I grew up here, so like I belong here.
I'm with you. That's why I love where I am, because it's perfect. It's UConn and high school sports, and I got the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Giants and the Patriots close enough so you get a little bit of that.
Right.
And that's why I've been here the longest. I'm going to be 18, let's see, so January 1st, 2006, so just figure that out.
I've got offers to stay out of other markets.
Yes.
Like, we'll pay you to stay away from New York.
In fact, getting into this building for you sometimes is a challenge, right?
We were just talking about ESPN, and I saw a story like last week where Barstool is back with Dave, and ESPN is grabbing some betting thing. Is that going to affect how ESPN can, their commentators can commentate on sports and give opinion?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be, maybe they can go out a little bit, you know, in the old days, you couldn't talk about gambling, betting at all in any sports venue.
Yeah.
They left that out there. But now it's, you know, where I work, you know, the high school and, you know, college level, we don't talk about, although I do talk about point spreads when I'm trying to let people know what a big underdog UConn is.
Like right, just to show the...
You know, when they played Michigan last year and they were a 40, you know, 41-point dog or something. But we have no use for it, but I can see on the... Look at all the gambling sites out there. I mean, come on.
Right.
One of their main guys now, they just moved into the top slot, and he's got a gambling website in Las Vegas. He's from Las Vegas. Joe Fontenbaugh. He's now their, I think, 10 to midnight or 10 to 1 a.m. main sports guy on ESPN Radio. So they're doing it.
Do you think that advertisers or, you know, when a network or a channel, like Channel 3 or whatever, signs with a particular team or whatever, that there's an influence now that drips down to you?
Yes.
You can't criticize a coach or a team because they've signed a big contract with you?
That's a fine line. And in my case, now I'm on, you know, we have a brand new 5-year deal as the media partner of UConn.
Which is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
awesome.
You know, Dana at the top and Keith, they're all excited about that.
You have a good crew there, Channel 3.
Yep.
UConn's excited about it. I'm excited about it. And our new format is I'm basically moving over out of the day-to-day to cover just UConn. Well, you know, football is my beat, then basketball is my beat. And then, so, you know, there is a fine line.
Now, what do you mean you're moving out of the day-to-day?
Well, in other words, I'm not going to be on the 11 o'clock sports every night like I am now. I'll be on Friday because that's our big high school football show and our high school basketball show. But Monday through Thursday, I might be up at UConn at 8:30 in the morning turning stories for the 6 o'clock and the 5 o'clock and the 4 o'clock. So I'm off that.
That makes more sense. Nice. Better use of your time.
Nobody's ever done it that I know of in local television where one guy's been assigned from TV. They do it obviously with newspapers, the one or two that are left in the world, you know, and podcast guys and all that.
But don't get B-roll and then let you do voiceover. It's great that you're going there and you're putting the story together.
It's our stuff.
You need an experienced person to do that.
It shows, and the coaches up at UConn and those people appreciate, there's a guy who's seen, you know, who's seen a couple of things and not going to try to blow them up. But if a story does get controversial, I would probably say, I think it's time for the news department to take this thing over.
Handle that one.
And just kind of let me stay, you know, and that's why I've never been
a guy. So now you're in a situation, Joe, where, you know, if the coach just sucks and it's obvious and everyone knows the coach sucks.
Yes.
You can't just go on the air and say, well, clearly this coach sucks.
You know, rephrase it.
I would have to
perform up to par.
You'd use more words.
There would be a new way to get there. How's that?
Yes. Okay. Right.
Do you have the first game of basketball circled to get you through football season? Is that the method?
Not
there?
At all. I think this is going to be a really good football season. That's just, again, I'm looking at that independent schedule. I know they've got an axe to grind with beating up on these, beating these AAC teams at the ACC teams that they're going to play on the schedule, starting with North Carolina State. 2 weeks from Thursday night. So there, I think they're going to be pretty good. The coach, you know, Jim Moore Jr., he's brought in people from the portal. He's been able to build on. They went to a bowl game. I'm really, you know, but again, one thing, I always start out as an optimist. My wife says that's my biggest fault. Thank goodness she's a pessimist.
Right.
I always see the glasses half full. I think they're going to be good.
You're like a Mets fan. It's the beginning of every season.
Right. Yeah.
Or Jets.
Right.
It's like, yeah, this looks good.
This could be the year.
This could be it. Looks good.
Right.
Here we go.
So it's a fine line. And that's one reason why I've never hung out with coaches or even players. I don't follow their Twitter feeds. I just don't want to be that connected.
Yeah.
If it blows up, and you got to be the guy.
Yeah, because then if you're friendly with someone, it's harder to tell the truth if the truth needs to be told and it's not good on their side.
Right.
It's that line that you've just got to be able to tight walk.
Man, Channel 3 is really lucky to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I could do this all day with you, by the way. I love broadcasters like you.
Yeah.
You'll have to read the book in about, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah, we're ready for it. Yeah,
I can't
he's
read.
He's going to wait until he retires.
I want the one to read some
And Avery, thanks for coming in, man.
No problem.
We're linked up to all things Avery Quinn on the radio station website as well as Channel 3.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.